I say, man, look, I got 10 pounds in the trunk. I got 4 pistols in this bitch. Man, look, if the law is, if the dicks get behind me, son, you got to take a charge. And what you said? What you said?
I'm not taking no charge for no motherfucking body.
I told him if he go to jail, he gonna do like a year. So I get out. If I go to jail, I'm going till I'm like 40. You hear me?
See you when you're 40, bitch.
What?
See you when you're 40. Straight up, I'm not taking no charge for nobody. I'm not about to fuck on my life for no motherfucker. I don't give a fuck who you is. Fuck you. I don't fuck with you anyways like that. Fuck you mean.
Well, I'm glad I don't got nothing in here. Or I don't fuck with that because I'll be a gone bitch fucking around with your little pussy. I was just testing your gangster. Boy,
well,
you
guess
bitch.
What? Guess what, bitch? I passed the smart test. Fuck the gangster test. I passed the smart test. Fuck.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
Nappyafro.com.
Are now tuned in to the best podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, episode 351. I'm your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the host with the most, a.k.a. the people's champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the king of the lanes, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Pod Father, a.k.a. I am the Frocast. I'm now joined with my lovely co-host, the elegant, the thrifty, the always be shopping, the problematic one, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, and none other than my favorite, a.k.a. your grade. Say it with me. Your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
She's in the building.
Can't get no crowd participation, but I know bad. Y'all said it at home. I know y'all said it at home.
Yeah, yeah, the crowd was saying it. You know what I'm saying? But, so, you know, like always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. The Frocast, however you get it. We on Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. Wherever you look for podcasts, look for The Frocast. You'll find us, and that's us. So subscribe, do whatever you got to do on the medium. Don't forget, we got the Patreon going where you can become a supporter of the site. Just like the last person to join the Patreon, his name is, I think it's Wayne. So shout out to Wayne. Wayne, the latest Patreon guy. So thank you, Wayne, for supporting.
What's up, Wayne?
Yeah, supporting the team, supporting the dream. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you could be just like Wayne, support the team, and get shouted out on the show. You know what I'm saying? It's very simple. You know, just go to the Patreon link and pick a level that's comfortable for your pockets. You know what I'm saying? You know, we take the money to make a little noise, but we'd rather take the stuff to fold. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, for the building fund. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, enough of that. Enough pandering. This episode is brought to you by Exotic Carts. Exotic Carts official. Look them up on Instagram. They have some real good items on there. So Exotic Carts official, man. If you hear this, I know you do because there's millions
and millions
of people that hear this show. So if y'all want to sponsor a couple episodes, you know, send some packages, you know, for me to test, I'm willing to do that. So
oh my.
Yes. So shout out to Exotic Carts for the cartridge I received today. You know. Yeah. So how was your week, Queen Jar?
Week been pretty good. Still shenanigans. It's final exam week. Uh-oh. People. So. Ain't nobody blew the building up yet. Mm. But, you know, I call myself the mama and me. Decided to cook breakfast for some of the kids. So.
Yeah, taking food out of our house. cook for some, tell some kids. She told me I'm cooking kids, but I said kids. I said them adults. You know.
I think I served about 40 people today.
Jesus.
But you know, grit stretch.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, it wasn't too bad.
And they probably was happy for that.
They was.
Yeah, they probably had a little home cooked grilled breakfast. You know, you got the weirdos. Is there turkey sausage?
And I did have some turkey bacon. I went and got some.
Wow.
So I made sure I was good for all the people, as many people as possible. But it was nice. Trying to calm them down before they take their tests and all the kind of stuff. You know.
So feed them, huh?
Yeah. I mean, just to keep them a little calm. Yeah. My test was yesterday, so I'm done.
Are you good? You out?
Yeah. So I'm the people's champ. Therefore, ain't nobody looking for me. Ain't nobody looking for my car. Ain't nobody trying to you know, deal with me no type of way, so I ain't worried about them type of problems. I did notice, though, we talking about kids and people in school, last week was officially the, I think it was like the 25th or something, take your kids to work day. And I noticed that quite a few kids was not at work. Mm. They was with their parents, but they wasn't at work. They was everywhere I was, and it wasn't at work at that point. Mm. So I'm just trying to understand, like, do y'all just let these kids be off because y'all ain't got no job, or don't go to work that day? But it was hella kids in Walmart with their parents.
Wow.
Like, the bus stop dropped them all. The bus dropped them all to Walmart instead of school that day. Because it was way too many school-age kids in Walmart. Mm. So if you sign that paper saying you took your turn to school, you lied. I mean, took them to work.
Hey, maybe I ain't got no job.
I mean, maybe not, but I just feel like their ass need to be at school then.
Well, yeah, that's basically the, you know, that's give it like a day where they just stay home.
Yeah.
I remember one time when Tondi and Tondo, they was like, always take your kid to work. I said, well, you ain't go to work with your mom. They're like, stay home. I was just like.
So sad.
Well, my week, since you asked, was, you know, it was normal. You know what I'm saying? I actually wore shoes for the first time since January the 3rd today. You know what I'm saying? It was quite the adventure. I got to get my foot strong because, you know, this baby ain't been used too much. So, you know, basically we're in the process of getting the foot back right.
I don't understand how you didn't ever get to go to no physical therapy, but.
That might be the next step. He might tell me that tomorrow when I go. Now the next step is physical therapy. I'm like, no. Tell me, I look online. Give me some stretches, and I do it on my own. I'm not paying a nigga to tell me to take a towel and stretch my foot for 30 minutes, and he charged. No, I could do that at home. So we're not doing that. Now, a principal in the Houston School District has angered some people online because she set a dress code not for the students, for the parents. And I know you're wondering, like, what you mean dress code for parents? You know, parents, when you come up to the school, the principal wants you to look a certain way. And so this principal, her name is Carlotta Brown. She's the principal of James Madison High School in Houston. She instituted a new dress code for parents arriving at the school. Houston Independent School District High School has a new dress code, but it's not for students who already have school uniforms. So you enter in that era, right? I mean, that atmosphere right there. So you should already know it's going to be something. She said she will turn away parents if they show up at school wearing bonnets, pajamas, hair rollers, or leggings, among other clothing items, according to a memo signed by the school's new principal, Carlotta Outley Brown. The new parent dress code is posted on the front page of the school's website. She said, parents, we do value as a partner in your child's education. However, please know we have to have standards. Most of all, we must have high standards. You know, so a couple parents said they're insulted, feeling like it's discriminatory. If it's misty outside and I have my hair bunted on, I don't see how that's anyone's business. Well, they make a thing called an umbrella. You know what I'm saying? Like, the bonnet is not going to stop your hair from getting wet, is it?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought bonnets were waterproof.
It ain't.
Oh, okay.
My thing is simple. You probably do. If you have been in an environment where parents come out their house with inappropriate dress, still in pajamas, bonnets on their head, it says to the kids something different. Because if we are requiring the students to wear a certain uniform, they have to look a certain way. Why is it that your mama can't come out of there with regular clothes on? They ain't say the people had to wear a suit and tie. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They said that the people need to be dressed presentably.
Yeah, y'all coming.
There's nothing wrong with it. I recall very vividly an incident where I went to the children's school and the mama got out the car because something was going on with the child. They couldn't have get out of the car or whatever. Door was malfunctioning or whatever. The mama gets out, and you got on a see-through nightgown. Mm. So you really didn't have no business getting out of the car.
Yep.
But you was the only, you know, person in the car. The kid, door was stuck. Mm. You had to get out and open the door for the child. And in your process, you got on a silk nightgown.
Ooh, she was getting freaky.
Not too well if you,
see-through.
I mean, like I said, however it goes down, you shouldn't have wore that and got out your car. Yeah, that's an outfit for you to stay in the car.
You got to figure out how to get out.
Exactly. I wind this window down and the nigga can climb out.
You better climb out like Bo and Luke, goddamn. Not getting out this damn car.
When you in that environment, some people you do need to tell what to wear. Because if you don't tell them, shit, they going to come out the house looking crazy. Yep. And clearly it's a problem if you got too many people coming out the car with a damn bonnet on your head. So they need to get with the program. Mm. Because I don't like bonnets no way. I mean, that's not for the outside. That's for the house. That's for the inside.
Now, because I've seen some crazy shit, like parents showing up to school. So I get why they institute dress code. Because some of these parents coming straight, they getting out of bed, come take their kid to school. But you, like you said, you should always look presentable. Like, they ain't say you had to be dressed to the nines. Throw some jogging pants and a t-shirt. Take the bonnet out your fucking head. And I'm pretty sure if it's raining, you know, she'll make some provisions, but y'all can't be in the damn office acting all ratchet and shit, scaring up the damn secretaries. I bet you, it's probably a black school. You know what I'm saying?
The principal named Carlotta, so they ain't putting her at the white school.
And she said she graduated from that school. So
sound real black to me.
Yeah. I mean, it's in Houston. I mean, it's got to be black. It's Houston. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like another town in Texas. That's Houston. That's black as fuck.
I mean, I guess so. You're right.
So, how can it be discriminatory when
it's... It's not. Yeah. Niggas is lazy.
Yeah.
And therefore,
you I can see if a white school, like a white school said that because, you know, they're like,
You know what I'm saying? White people don't really wear bonnets.
But they wear the yoga pants and stuff like that, the leggings and stuff. The mamas be wearing them. So, they'll have a problem with it if, you know, that way... All women wear leggings, it seems like, or tight-fitting pants. So, it's like, you know, that's not discriminatory.
I mean, it's not nothing about it is discrimination. It's just the fact that the niggas is trifling and they don't want to get up and put on no regular clothes. So you can't be seen at the school like that. If somebody had a random event, somebody might have been recording or, you know what I'm saying, a news clip, whatever. Then they pan across and here come Michael Mama with her damn bonnet on. And all this other foolishness she got going on. Exactly. And then some of y'all get carried away with the damn bedroom shoes. Y'all got a whole dog on your foot. Yeah. What is that? I mean, like, you got SpongeBob and all the other characters and stuff on your feet. Wear some simple Isotona Plus black slippers. Mm-hmm. Like, what the hell is you coming to these people's school for? And then them shits be dirty as fuck. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. I ain't seen a clean pair yet. Y'all be wearing them till the damn dog... Eyes about to fall off. And it's just ridiculous. Those need to stay at the house. Yeah. If you're going to wear anything, get the little ballet slippers, a solid color, black, blue.
Or the traditional pink little, bedroom.
Looking like an old lady. But either way it goes, that's a little more presentable than you coming out with the whole dog flopping on your foot.
I mean, y'all wear the little sandal little shoes anyway. So.
Exactly. So you can put on some flip-flops.
Yeah.
What's the purpose of getting the whole big... shoot to come out the house for, but yeah, they need to shut it down. Let them parents wear what they need to wear, because otherwise they do need to be turned away. Ain't no business for us to conversate about if you coming up to the school looking a mess,
man. Amazing. So like I said, we on the principal side. We on the principal side. I said
yeah, might as well be, because the other side is ridiculous.
Well, speaking of laws, it's some idiot laws out there that's still on books. Like, in North Carolina, it's like illegal for a man and a woman to live together that's not married. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It's called cohabitating.
Oh, okay. We broke that one.
Yeah, we did. But let's go to another state. Let's start in Georgia.
Always trying to come home for Georgia now.
I'm not trying to come for Georgia, man. It's illegal to bury your pet in your backyard in Georgia.
Well, we broke that one, too. Like, we got about 4 dogs in my mama's yard.
It's illegal to sell cornflakes on Sunday. In Georgia.
Well, I ain't never
in Columbus. So that's Muskogee. It's illegal to have happy hour drink specials in Columbus. Wow, Columbus sounds like a place you don't want
to
live.
Exactly. Don't want to go to.
Yeah, man. Let's go to Florida, the great state of Florida. Let's see what we got in Florida. Idiot laws. Let's see. This is a proposed law in the state of Florida, in West Palm Beach. It is asking to see a woman's boob could be illegal.
Could be?
Yeah, that's a proposed law. So there's this.
I mean, there's nothing to have a law about that. That's just dumb. People need to stop with the foolishness. Mm. Like, you just going to say, I mean, like, what would be the purpose of you walking to a random broad and saying, hey, can I see your titties?
Hey, man. Some people do. You shoot your shot in 2019.
I guess.
You want to see it? Like, hey, she might be one of the ones to show. So you got to take a chance.
I guess. You're right.
In the city of Tampa, it's illegal to be within 6 feet of the customer while performing a lap dance.
Well, how far? I mean, like, how is it a lap dance, if that's the case?
If you're not in my lap. In Seaside, Florida, is you can paint your fence any color you like as long as it's white.
Well, that's not any color.
Man. Let's see. In Sarasota, it's illegal to catch crabs. Which crabs are they talking about?
Because if you're catching the ones out the ocean, I guess, but any other kind.
In Pensacola, it's illegal to go downtown without at least $10.
Downtown?
In Pensacola, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
That's retarded. How they gonna know?
Hey, man.
You know a nigga broke.
I guess they just pull you over and be like, yo, how much money you got? I bet you South Carolina got some stupid laws. I know South Carolina got some stupid laws. Let's see what the good old state of South Carolina got. No changing clothes at a gas station in Myrtle Beach. No pissing in the waters of local parks.
I've done all of that.
What? Oh, never mind.
I mean, not necessarily in Florida. I mean, in South Carolina. But I mean, I probably did. I spent enough time in that state that I probably could have pissed in the water.
Oh, wow. Let's stop. I mean, no. R. Kelly is not sponsoring this show. He ain't got no money.
You start talking about
pissing in water. R. Kelly, like, I'm tuned in now. Let's go. Let's hear it.
Sometimes I get outside and I'm just trying to don't go to the bathroom and take the dog outside. She get to pee and I be wanting to pee too. I be like trying to fight the urge to piss out the door.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's dark enough, I might have to go on the side of a bush sometime.
Oh, man. Such is life. Wow. Okay. Let's switch gears here. Enough pissy talk. Gary Owens, you know who that is, right?
White comedian.
That's the white comedian. And he, you know, a lot of black people have said he was invited to the cookout and all that. And I'm always skeptical when you invite people to the cookout because you never know, you know, when they might do some dumb shit. And Gary did just that over the last week. Gary tweeted something. If Portland's coach could say the N-word, that was the perfect time. This N-word just hit that shot. Wow. You know what I'm saying? And so, how do you feel about that?
See, my biggest thing is, white people have to know, I don't care if you have black kids, meaning you fucked a black person at some point in your life. I don't care how your swag is, what you do, what your friends look like. You can't say nigga. Mm. I mean, it's just off limits. This is one thing that y'all got to let us have. It's no negotiating, no wavering on that. It's just the fact that that's the unwritten rule. You don't have to like it. Just abide by it. So you sitting here on social media saying that somebody should have been able to call another person a nigga, which it don't matter. Like, why would you think that that's appropriate terminology
for the dude defense, when he said N-word. He said the N-word. He didn't say nigga.
Okay, but still, why would it be important for him to be called a nigga because he did something good? He made the shot. So why you couldn't just refer to him as his name? Like, you know what I'm saying? Why would we have to say if that was the, if he could say it, that would be the appropriate word and the time to say it? No, yeah. It would not be. You're stupid.
Because the coach he's referring to, I think that coach is white.
I mean, my thing is you just can't do it. You just can't say it. You can't tweet it. You can't nothing. No.
And the tweet is still up. He made his tweet on the 24th. So basically, he's doubled down. You know what I'm saying?
And he ain't taking it down. I mean, I think that's fine. But you just know you ain't been. You ain't like A-list now. So don't think that people finna ride for you. So you might want to get yourself together. But like I say, everybody better than the black people. Everybody better than the black man. So it's just like crackers think they can disrespect you and you ain't going to do nothing. So that's just another situation that plays out in that fashion.
So is his cookout invitation rescinded now?
I mean, like I said, I'm not really that big of a fan of opening up my arms to the people. You know what I'm saying? I understand minority groups. Some of them we can give a pass to. But white people, they don't know what it's like to be in the minority. Mm. So it was like, to me, you never get a cookout pass. You never get to come. Mm. You just don't. I mean, the only way you come is by way of your spouse if you end up in one of those scenarios. But other than that, no. You don't just earn your stripes and come on over. But that's our problem as black people. We don't build that fence against us, especially white people. Okay. We open our arms to them. But we do ourselves all kinds of damage. So it's like we just so forgiving to the white man. It's all good. I mean, because he ain't never did nothing that was majorly out of whack. It's just the fact that this right here was in poor taste. So, I mean, hopefully he got some good friends to help him see the error of his ways. But if not, fuck it.
But he always skirted the line with this, because one time he was in a beef with somebody and whatever he was saying rhymed with nigga, and he didn't say it, but his wife said nigga. And then, you know what I'm saying? So he'd always been flirting with it, trying to, you know what I'm saying? He just, you know, like, oh, I got, yeah, I'm accepting y'all culture. Y'all got to understand I'm not like that. So it's like he been wanting to say it. So that's why I'm kind of like, I don't know, Gary. Like,
I mean, that's the reason why I just don't trust him on that level. So, I mean, that's just something I have to deal with. But yeah. This type of stuff right here don't make me feel no better about you.
I got you. I understand. So, you know, I don't know, Gary. I think might not get invited to the cookout. You know, you might have to sit this one out. You know what I'm saying? You know, you on timeout, Gary. You just on timeout. We'll find us a new white friend. You know?
Because one is all you need.
Yeah. You only need one. I hear that women have stepped their game up, and they are putting garlic in their vaginas.
And I don't know who these women are.
I don't know why they're doing this. The OBGYNs are saying, hey, that's ridiculous. Do not put garlic.
I mean, they hear that garlic has antifungal properties and shit. Mm. And I don't know what you're doing with your coochie that you need some antifungal protection. I don't know who all or what all you sticking up in there, but that's not necessary. Mm. So, I mean, if anything, eat some foods with garlic in it, and you know it'll be in your system. But yes, just shoving a clove up in between your legs, I'm not a fan.
Jesus Christ. Dr. Jennifer Gunter, OBGYN and author, is an expert on several aspects of women's health, but she also seems to have a specialty in telling us what not to put in our vaginas. In a piece for the New York Times, one that was literally called "Here Are Things Not to Put in Your Vagina," she warned against lemon juice, yogurt, and sea sponges. What the fuck is a sea sponge?
I don't know. That sounds like something like a sea urchin. One of these things that's you would find on the beach. But maybe I'm not correct. So I was
searching. Vicks Vapor Rub shouldn't be in there. Makeup sponges and an Etsy generated abomination that involved tree bark and ground up wasp larvae. Ladies, don't put nothing in your coochies but penis, okay? Okay? Stop putting all this crazy shit in here. I see the yoni eggs and stop doing this shit. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Kegel balls and all kind of crazy shit. Y'all women, listen, bro. Stop doing that, man. Y'all ruining the coochie. You're ruining it. I mean, Jesus Christ. Would you consider putting some a yoni egg or something? Would you consider using one of those?
I don't need all that. I have a shower head, detachable shower head.
No, the yoni egg is not for pleasure. It's for, like...
I didn't say that was for pleasure. I'm saying you talking about some heat up in between my legs. Oh. Should I got a shower head? I can put that down there. Mm. I let that hot water, that steam, handle all of that. Give me a good minute of that action. Mm. Might bust a nut in the process. Oh, my God. But at the same damn time, I clean it out. Got it at the right temperature. Is ready. But I don't need to. I don't need to shove no noni and nobody else up in there. Okay. I'm good on that.
She said you can be smelling like this after a long day, though. Can
like
you?
I said, who is called washing again? That's what the fuck it's called. If you that lazy, you don't work a hard day at work.
You're not supposed. They say you're not supposed to wash every day.
Well, they lied.
They say you know.
I promise you, they lied.
You don't have to wash like 3 times a week. They say.
Yeah, but I'm gonna tell them that none of that's the truth. None of that's the truth. Because if that's okay, then that means you ain't got to brush your teeth every day. And that's nasty as hell.
They say the healthiest teeth are the yellow ones.
And that's a lie. That's a lie. Ain't no way in the world you can tell me that's healthy.
That's what they disgusting. Say. Look that up. Look Google it. Look it up.
I don't believe Google.
I'm telling you.
I can tell you right now that that ain't real.
Is it them the healthiest ones?
I guess so, because you got a damn layer of protection on top of them. Shit.
Your enamel is like...
It's very under play.
Yes, sir. Oh man, so ladies, don't do that. Okay, stop.
I mean, I don't even understand half the things that you want to put on there.
I mean, but why do you think garlic would be one of the good ones, though?
I just said they but feel this like
garlic has a smell.
It does, but if you running that much of going on down there, maybe you need whatever protection that you can. Jesus,
God,
you trying to keep something else from growing
you
down there?
Keep vampires away from your ass. Hmm.
Don't keep everybody away from you smelling like damn garlic.
Garlic? You take it, what?
Like, you pull your drawers off and that thing can smell like garlic, child.
Smell like a wild onion in there. You smell like a damn pasture of grass.
And I don't know what these people at my job be smelling like, because I come in the bathroom behind some of these heifers and it don't make no sense. I'm like, well, God, I mean, that's something you should have took to the damn house. Mm. I mean, like, and it don't even be no doo-doo now.
It just be
smelling like
coochie air.
Yeah, I mean, and it's like, I don't understand. Like, what do you do with that thing for it to smell like that?
Nothing. That's what you do to it. Nothing.
Sheesh. So you might want to, yeah. I don't know what kind of stuff be going on with these people's stuff.
Well, you know, you're a mom. You throw birthday parties and everything like that. And this mom right here threw a party for her kid at Build-A-Bear. And, you know, a 6-year-old party, invited guests, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah. So a mom took to Reddit over the weekend with an extremely upsetting Build-A-Bear birthday party tale you won't soon forget. The mom of the birthday kid made a pretty bonkers decision at the end of the shindig that has the internet wondering if they're correct and being upset. The mom took her 6-year-old daughter to a Build-A-Bear party that was attended by a total of 8 kids. She explains that the party was held at the store, but not run by the employees, so after cake and pizza in the food court, the kids headed over to make their own special stuffed animal before wrapping festivities at the birthday girl's house. The Redditor even gave the party mom an extra $30 to help with whatever accessories the kids wanted to add to their creations. Then all hell broke loose. So this is the recreation this is the recollection from the mother that attended the party. Early today, I went to a birthday party for my daughter's friend from school. The party was being held at Build-A-Bear, but it wasn't run by the employees. We had cake and pizza in the food court. Then we went down to Build-A-Bear to make bears. Then back to the friend's house for the rest of the party. The invitation said each kid would get to make a bear, and I assumed they would get to take them home since that is what happened at another Build-A-Bear party I went to. See, you thought.
That's what happens at most parties.
You thought. Okay. Me and my husband even pitched in about $30, as we know these things can get expensive. We get to the store and the kids go wild getting their animals and accessories. As far as I know, the parents didn't really put a limit, but I made my daughter stick to a standard dog with a shirt, which about half the parents did as well. All is well, we leave the store, then friend's mom announces that the kids need to give all their animals to her daughter. Cue the upset and angry kids. They are all disappointedly handed over their animals. And friend wasn't even being nice about it either. Another little boy didn't want to, and friend ripped it out of his hands.
Give me this dog.
Give me this shit, nigga. Fuck you thought this was, motherfucker. This my motherfucking bear, bitch.
I can't.
Oh, man. I probably should have said something, but I didn't. Oh, you pussy. You pussy. But what do? You go run online to tell your story. Instead of saying something then, you get online and want to thump your chest. Why tell you these bitch-ass parents today? The other parents seemed pretty baffled too. So you mean tell me it was like 8 bitch ass parents in there? Okay, cool. We get back to friend's house and our kids are watching as friend plays with all her new animals. I left with my daughter pretty quickly, and once we got back into the car, she just started bawling. I felt bad, so we went to Build-A-Bear and got her a new one. So you just shelled out some more money.
Exactly. So I'm gonna spend at least $60 on some damn stuffed animals. That heifer wouldn't have got no toy from me. Because for one, that was stupid. And if I contributed anything, I don't care if the parents might have paid the base price. But if I gave up 30 of my hard-earned dollars, oh, nigga, my child going home with this same doggone bear or a dog or whatever they did that they put together. And the reason why is because, not just because it's been the culture when you go to these things that your child making this thing to take home. What would be the purpose of six or seven friends giving you their stuffed animal? That's dumb as hell. Like, you might not even like what the doggone thing look like. So why is it that you would even want that? So I'm just like, what would be the purpose of you getting your child all worked up, taking stuff from other people's kids? The other kids, they done had fun building the bear. They might have done something different if they knew they were going to give it to that heifer. So I'm just like, no, that's stupid. And I've been doing way too much at my turn birthday parties. I'm learning. Because some of these niggas don't pay for shit.
No.
Like, they taking turn to the mall. You going to the mall, everybody buying their own food. You going to the skating rink, everybody paying for their own skates. What the hell is going on?
Yeah.
I ain't see the first cake come out this motherfucker.
No cake.
I'm trying to understand, like, did you give my kid anything? A treat bag? Something?
Nope. They only do that at Juwan and Germany parties.
I guess so. I mean, because I'm always with the party favors, the cake, the food.
I leave their party with something. Sometimes you do raffles and give away money and shit.
I do.
I'm just like,
but
wow.
I see I got to scale it back, apparently.
Yeah, because the kid's getting older.
Well, we got a big one coming up, so we got to get this here together.
Wow, so the parent did say she met up with the other mom, and they talked about it, and the mom said that the girl wanted to have a gift created by each one of her friends, but you should have said that
in the beginning.
Yeah, and then she said she didn't have enough money for each child to get a bear, but you had enough money for your child to get eight.
Yeah, so but that's the thing, that's stupid, because you could have bought a t-shirt and let the motherfucker sign that bitch, and she could have had the signature and a note from her kid, her friends, all to put on the t-shirt.
Yeah, all of y'all put a design on my shirt,
and call it a day.
Yeah. That's the cheaper way to go out.
I mean, people be doing the dumbest stuff. There ain't no way in the world you thought that was cool. Mm-mm. The kids that age ain't never finna be cool with that.
Yep. You lost all that. Ain't nobody coming to the next party. All right, fix a plate. Everybody fix a plate. Now give me a plate to my daughter. she want to play how all y'all. Oh, man. That's crazy. So, yeah, that's not a cool party. I'm not with it. I'm not with it at all.
Yeah, that's dumb as hell.
TV talk. The Chi came on. How'd you like it?
I mean, I'm starting to like the show. I mean, I never didn't like it. It just was that, you know, I wasn't fully vested in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually like it now. I kind of see, you know, in the mood just going, the direction it's going in. So, pretty good movie. I'm starting to really like the kids.
Of course.
My girl, the little chubby one, she came in there stunting on picture day with her hair all flowy. She had that hair looking crazy. She threw the glitter in the air and had Papa mess up his picture.
Oh, man.
But Papa came through stunting on him, too, looking like Notorious B.I.G. He was representing.
Yep. Papa came through. Can I have accessories? What do you mean by accessories?
Never mind. Papa came in there doing it for the people.
Had a food fight. And then Papa ain't get no clothes, get no food on. It's like, how you do that? He was like, them angels. They be looking over my pretty ass.
That was too funny.
Oh, man.
But that was all right with me.
So, you know, the kids is that, you know, picture day obviously is a big thing in Chicago. I mean, I didn't know picture day was, you know, that big of a deal, but it is. And so everybody was vested in picture day. How you feel about Ronnie being out?
I think his ass need to be in prison, but
but his redemption, he trying to do right now. He got a second chance.
He trying to do right, but you killed somebody's child.
I understand that. He thought that child killed his child.
It don't matter. That don't make it right.
But
and then he done messed around and killed the wrong person's child, so you really bad off. I mean, the only good thing about it is that him and his grandma Ethel, I guess that's what her name is, you know, she can be with him because she like she about knocking on heaven's door. So,
Ronnie, is that you?
Yeah, she thought she had unmade it into Pearly Gates for real at that point. So,
I mean that. But yeah, man. So, Chi, not too much happened except for with goddamn.
Cool, we made it to the semifinals with the cooking thing.
Coogie's dead. His name is
Brandon. Yeah. That's Coogie's brother.
Yeah.
Okay, my bad. Yeah, Brandon.
He did make it to in the little cook-off. He let Emmett borrow his truck for the day. And, of course, Emmett is Emmett. And he's selling tacos and hair off the truck.
Which is not sanitary.
Why is Emmett working on the truck? Because Emmett burnt down fucking Sonny's, threw water on the grease fire. And
exactly. Emmett is kind of slow.
Emmett did get to see his son, though.
Yeah. He did.
He's, you know, he was asleep, but he did get
to see. And his daddy trifling as hell.
His daddy was not trifling.
His daddy is trifling. For you to even come at that lady the way he came at that lady, he was with the bullshit.
He said, I paid child support for 17 years.
No, he questioned the fact that that lady raised that boy wrong because he said he wasn't there. That's right. I wasn't there. So, which one of us raised him wrong?
But you was.
Exactly. So, basically, this is your fault because you treated him like he was your man instead of him. You treated him like he was your son.
Yep, a mistake a lot of women single moms make.
They do, but a nigga got to realize at some point.
He said, I took care of my kids financially.
Yeah, but at the same time, when you a woman and because you got kids, you can't keep no man. The only man that you got is the one you gave birth to. So you are not doing anything, you know what I'm saying, out the way with them. But you let them get away with a lot of the stuff because that's your heart. And so you can't, as a man, when you get to a certain age, shit, you can't keep saying, oh, it's my mama fault, or they ain't never make me do da-da-da-da. No, nigga, you know some shit that you supposed to do. Mm. And you just got to man up and do what the hell you supposed to do.
Wow.
Ain't nobody take you seriously when you around here laying on your daddy couch. And your daddy got 18 term. That don't make no sense.
Hey, but look, how do you feel about his daddy asking for some child support?
His daddy is lame as hell. If that lady been taking care of that boy all these years, you telling me that this last year of this nigga life, you gonna come for me to come and give you some money, nigga, fall back, way back.
He just saying, hey, man, I just need, you know.
I said, put the nigga out your house then.
Damn, he don't want to do that to his son.
Okay, then, well, stop complaining.
It's tough out here. He don't want that man blood on his hand.
Hey, like I said, he don't care enough about him. He coming to the boy mama.
He said, if he want to stay there rent-free, well, you're going to have to talk to your son. Tell him, like, look, you're going to have to pay some rent and stay in this man's house. Because he said, hey, I don't know what kind of range y'all have, but he trying to stay rent-free in my house. I can't have that. So if that's the case, if he going to live rent-free, I'm going to need this child support money. You're going to have to either stop this order or start sending me my money back. Because I assume he's still getting it because Emma is not 18 yet.
Well, Emmett act like he 18. He got 3 terms.
There ain't no age limit on having kids.
I mean, I know it ain't. I'm just saying, if you done had enough time to get 3 of them, I'm going to need you to be 18.
Hmm.
Just for my peace of mind.
But the confidential ain't, you know, taste as good as their cookies.
I guess.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Shy, you know, it happens good. The police is pressing the 63rd Street Mob about this Miss Ethel break-in, but come to find out, they did have something to do with it. The head leader of the 63rd gang, I guess he's part of that little scheme of getting everybody to move out of the neighborhood so they can revitalize it and set up new properties. I think that's what's going down.
Yeah, but like you said, they don't know the difference between scaring somebody and putting them in the hospital. Because if you say that your job was to scare the lady, all you had to do was kick the door down and flip her out her chair.
Mm-hmm.
That lady ain't had to do nothing that was worthy.
She got a shotgun, though.
Well, she could. So what?
So, I mean, you can't take that chance with Ms. Ethel. She butt fuck around, pop your ass with that shotgun, then what?
Well, all I can tell you is, if that was not your job to go and whoop her like you whooped her, then to me, it shouldn't have happened like that.
Mm.
They should have had enough sense to do the job that they were sent to do.
Yeah.
So now y'all done caused the whole group.
Now you got some everybody major problem. Yeah, you got my man Big Mike locked up.
And he was kind
of
sexy.
He said that was costing him $20,000 a week just with him being like one of his top earners. So that is costing him money. And so he came up with some little cock and bull story. He was going to send out a little young kid to take the fall for it, but the cops weren't buying it. They was like, this is some
bullshit. I mean, the kid ain't know how to tell that story.
Yeah, we took money and jury. Like, they was like, nigga, ain't nobody taking no money.
Nobody took nothing.
They just came in, beat this old lady up and dipped.
So get out of here.
Tore the house up. And she's, I'm going to do you a favor, let you call your mama.
Exactly. You can go home.
Yeah, but you know. So the shot happens, and, you know, come on Sundays. You can watch it early on Showtime if you got the Showtime app, which you can get now. Code word Frocast. Get it for $4.99 for 6 months. You know what I'm saying? First month free. Use the promo code FROCAST.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not serious.
I'm about to say, that sounds a little suspicious.
Yeah, so check out The Chi on Sunday, Showtime. Next, we had Game of Thrones. And it was episode 3.
You had
3.
Game of Thrones, because yeah. I didn't have nothing to do.
Yeah, Queen Jerm, she watched the first 2 episodes. She missed this episode because she was getting her hair did. And so she missed
it. And it looks good.
And so Game of Thrones happened. And, you know, spoilers abound. It's Friday. If you ain't seen it by now, you know, tough out of luck. You know what I'm saying? You shit out of luck, not tough out of luck. But yeah, there was a big episode where the United Army went against the Night King and his army. And the battle was everything we expected. I mean, a lot of people fucking died. Like, the whole Dothrakis were fucking eliminated. So there ain't no more Dothrakis. They got killed. They ran into the fold first and they got murked. Captain Friendzone got murked. I mean, but not after defending Danny one last time. You know what I'm saying? All he wanted was a kiss from him, man. She could at least kiss the man one good time before he died. But yeah, he died. Captain Friendzone, old Jorah Mormont. Lyanna Mormont, the little leader of the Mormons, she caught the fade, but not after killing a fucking giant, spearing him in the fucking eye with some dragon glass. So she went out like a G. Ed died after saving fucking Sam. Sam was fucking up this whole episode. Like, he was just getting into some shit. But that leads to my theory about Sam. I think Sam is going to make it to the end because he is the one telling the story of Game of Thrones. I think Sam, because he is a maester and all that shit, he is telling the story. This whole story, Sam is telling it. So that's my theory, because there's no way Sam could have made it through what he did. And it's just like he was embellishing shit. You know, it's like the story, like he was just telling the, you know. So that's just my theory with Sam. He made it through, though. But Ed ended up dying because of it. Who else died? Beric, you know, the dude with the flaming sword and the one eye that has been resurrected 19 times or whatever. He died. And the Night King died. How did the Night King die? Motherfucking Arya Stark with the fucking blade to the chest with the sword that was given. It was like a knife dagger type deal, Valyrian steel, that was given to her by Bran, which was supposed to be used on him to kill him, but she ended up using that and killing the Night King. And the Night King, a bad boy, you know what I'm saying? He did his thing, man. It looked like one of Daenerys' dragons got fucking ate up, chewed up in pieces, I think. I think she only got one dragon left. But the Night King came through. He wrecked shop. But he couldn't stop Arya. And Arya's a bad little chick. She's a fucking assassin. She did her thing. Jon Snow's still alive. The Red Witch died. I forgot about her, too. She died. She it was her prophecy. She came through. She saved the day twice. And you know what I'm saying? But, you know, she took a little bracelet off and she ended up turning to the old lady that she's supposed to be. And she ended up dying. So, yeah, man, that was the big fight scene of Game of Thrones, man. One big takeaway I had from it was too fucking dark. And I'm glad I wasn't the only one that said that, because all online people was talking about how dark the fucking episode was. Not dark from the killing, but dark from the light. Like, you couldn't fucking see certain scenes. And then the fucking writers, well, that's what we wanted. The film people, what you call them, the cinematographers, like, yeah, we wanted to have that night feeling. Well, that don't make good on TV, okay? If we at home and we can't see shit on the fucking screen, that shit don't make it for good TV, all right? So let's try not to do that next time, all right?
All right. Okay.
So it's only 3 episodes left of Game of Thrones. Then it'll be over.
I'm not going to see any of them.
Oh, you're going to watch. I'm going to make you watch. I'm going to hold your head there and make you watch the TV.
That sounds a little exotic.
As long as you watch Game of Thrones, that's all that matters. So, yeah, Game of Thrones Sunday, 9:00, HBO. Y'all know the deal. 3 episodes left. Then we'll see. Hopefully, we'll get a ending to this. Who's going to sit on the Iron Throne? If there is an Iron Throne, who knows, man? Everybody might be dead. But we're going to find out.
Yeah. In everybody 3 weeks. Being dead, that'd be great.
Wow. So, yeah, that's Game of Thrones. We do have a question from a nation this week.
Haven't had one in them in a while.
I know. It's from Be Easy. He said, what's up, Queen and King? That's King and Queen, sir.
He had it right. No. Queen and King.
It's King and Queen.
Moving right on.
I mean, I don't know what the fuck you're thinking. I don't even want to read this shit now.
Go ahead. I'll read it.
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
It says,
I've always been into minimalism and just not keeping shit I don't need. Recently, I ran across the practice of extreme minimalism. This shit is crazy but interesting. Watch the attached video and tell if this is something you could do or just rich people's stupidity. Regards, Be Easy, a.k.a. The Typo King, a.k.a. Talk About Me Nice or I Edit That Shit Out.
I like that.
First of all, I'm not watching that shit.
I did.
I can just assume what it is, but since you watch, you tell me, and I will tell you if that's some bullshit.
I mean, it's not something that I could do, because it's quite, I ain't gonna say it's dumb, but it's kind of nasty, too, because these people don't keep nothing. Mm-mm. I mean, and they don't have anything, mm-hmm. So that means that you are reusing things. Mm-hmm. This woman said how she does not buy disposable pads. Ooh. So my thing is, I'm having a problem. I mean, because depending on what your flow is like, and everybody's different. She might just use tissue. You're saying whatever you're using, you're reusing. So that means you're washing it, but you were washing this by hand because you say you have some little bag, and she did some little giveaway at the end of her little thing. But it's some kind of bag where you can wash your clothes in or something like that. And it's just like, you have just a few things. So that means your clothes, like this one dress she had on, she was talking about it like it was cute, but it looked dirty. It looked like a pillowcase dress or something. And it was just like real dingy. So you're not getting a really good clean when you washing things on your hand, because you probably are spot cleaning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If it looked clean for the most part, you ain't really washed that. You letting a little bit of hot water get on it, you wringing it out and hanging it in the middle of your house somewhere, and wearing it again the next day and the next day. That's just insane to me. I mean, and you don't have any furniture. Mm. This lady laying on a cot. I mean, what's the harm in having a bed?
I mean, they said 13 articles of clothing.
Yeah, and that's ridiculous.
That's like, it's 7 days in a week.
Yeah.
And you said you got 13 articles of clothing, including pants, drawers, and shirts.
So that means that you are wearing...
So you have a total of four out...
Yeah.
Yeah, four outfits. So it's three more days that you got to wear shit the twice. Same thing. So you might have five pair of drawers and four pair of pants and four shirts.
But whatever it is, it ain't enough stuff
to
make it through the day. And you're a grown person. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason why nobody should be walking around here talking about something. They just don't have nothing. And I mean, it's kind of interesting, but it's definitely not a doable thing. And I don't even think it's nothing about rich people. I just think it's people just wanting to do something. Because she was just like, I mean, there's just so many things that she doesn't have. Like, she don't even have a razor. She got some kind of device that you can, it's like a loofah sponge, something that is, it looks painful. Because you basically use it to rip the hair off your skin. So you trying not to shave because you want to use this device instead of having a disposable razor, because you're talking about not creating waste and all this other stuff. That shit is disgusting.
Hair falls off naturally.
All the time. So yeah. I'm just not understanding. If nothing else, get you some damn scissors.
I'm pretty sure your dirty ass is creating a lot of waste.
Yeah.
You ain't washing every day, because you know water is wasteful.
Exactly. So you ain't doing that like you're supposed to.
I just take a spot shower. I just hit the hot spots. You know.
Yeah, no, that's not acceptable.
I just, you know, hey.
Ooh. I mean, but she looked quite homely. She was saying about how she don't wear makeup and all. I mean, like, so I'm just like, your life is blah. Like, what's the purpose? What is it giving you to... And she got a cat, of all things.
Of course.
Well, what the hell you need a cat for? Shit, if you can't take care of yourself, then what you need another living, breathing thing for?
Then what? You going to be wasteful on the cat? Don't be wasteful. But cats are... They usually clean themselves.
They clean themselves and all of that. But, I mean, I don't know what's the purpose of having a pet of any kind.
So you can't wash your cat? Or the cat ain't going to let you?
Cat don't usually get washed. They lick themselves, so they don't... They don't take baths.
Wow. That's weird.
Yeah, but no. Cats don't take baths.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wow. So, yeah, no, I'm not down with the minimalist lifestyle, you know what I'm saying, because that's just not my style. I weigh too much to be a minimalist. I have to waste things. I have to take showers daily, at least once every 24 hours, at least. You know, that's my quota. I ain't with all that washing three times a week. Mm-mm. Nah, sorry. So yeah, so shout out to Be Easy, man. And you could be just like Be Easy, sending your question. We'll talk about it on the show, and you know, give us some more content. We appreciate that, because we really do like the question from the nation segment. So you know, let's get them back in, man. Because I enjoyed it. keep it 100? You got to keep it 100 this week?
Oh, yeah. I got to keep it 100. Now, my thing is this. This is kind of like my public service announcement slash whatever else you want to call it.
100.
But we got a lot of products out here. People coming to the market about people losing weight. So I happened to see somebody in the store that I knew. And the young lady came to me, like, hey, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. Good to see you. Ain't seen you in a while. So little did I know. I mean, I don't really look at women. I think they all look the same for the most part. So I didn't really pay her no attention. So she was just like, you didn't notice that I've lost 50 pounds. Okay. Stop right there. Now, you lost 50 pounds. Mm-hmm. You look like you lost 50 pounds after you mentioned it. Okay. Mm-hmm. I give you credit for that.
Okay.
But your thing couldn't just be, I lost 50 pounds. You accept my compliment. Oh, girl, yeah, you look nice. I didn't ask you what you're doing. Mm-hmm. That was your segue into trying to sell me your product.
Oh, yeah.
Number one, just because I'm fat does not mean I want to lose weight. Mm-hmm. Okay? So you messing up when you're coming at me on that angle. Mm-hmm. If you did gently ask, oh, well, do you want to know what I'm doing? I can, you know what I'm saying? I can give you the information. Then I show interest, then you feel like, then the heifer proceeds to say, once I get you to lose this weight, we're going to do something with your hair. I said, okay.
This was today?
Just a couple of days ago.
Oh, okay.
So my issue was, first of all, she has natural hair as well. Mm-hmm. But you have sister locks. So you coming from my fro talking about some, I need to get some sister locks.
What are sister locks?
It's just small locks. They just much smaller, so therefore you can still style. You can style them a little bit better than having a traditional or large size locks. So I'm like, okay. So it wasn't a diss to the natural hair per se. It was just the fact that you want me to I guess look like you. But in your losing of these 50 pounds, you look like you've aged 20 years. Mm. So you losing weight don't do nothing for your look. So I'm just like, my message would be to all of the people who trying to sell your weight loss products, don't call all your fat friends. Yeah. Don't. Yeah. Yeah. Don't think just because I'm fat, it is my desire to then be skinny. I'm good. Okay, so don't come for me with no damn weight loss product. So no, I'm not calling you back. No, I'm not trying to go and buy 1 month of whatever to support your little thing for y'all to mess around and renew my card and I be done damn forgot. Mm-hmm. So no. You won't get any of my payment information. You will not get my service as far as joining your program because I am not interested. So leave me the fuck alone.
Leave me alone. Yeah. So, man, so shout out to all the people that's selling their shakes and juices and teas and waist trainers and all that shit. Hey, you want to lose weight? Stop eating. Exercise more. Burn more calories than you take in. Guarantee you'll lose weight.
When I tell you, I don't know if it was just a camera trick or what.
Guaranteed.
If it was a camera trick or what, but I saw a waist trainer video where this lady looked like she had a nice shape.
Oh, it's on a light skin lady. She
took that thing off and that stomach was everywhere. I was just like.
I said, see? And y'all women, you know what I'm saying? They be doing that. They had them things on under their little outfit. You're like, dang, what? Dang, next thing you know, you get there and they start unripping it and everything fall out. Because I saw one woman, she was like, shaped like, her shape was fucked up. But she got into one of them little shaper suits and it straightened out. She put a dress. I said, see? I said, that right there ain't right.
Because
I said,
right.
You going to unzip that thinking that's what you going to get. And then that packaging open up, you going to be like, man. I mean, you going to still do it. You know, any real nigga would.
Niggas are smashing.
But. You're going to be mad, you know what I'm saying? You ain't going to get that second call back, you know what I'm saying? You're like, damn, man, you know that girl left the club with the other night, boy? Oh, you talking about that nice, thick, pretty? Boy, I got her home. She was shaped like a damn Humpty Dumpty, boy. Like, what?
Can't do it.
Mm-mm. Ain't going to do it. Well.
That's niggas.
My Keep It 100 is kind of two-folded. People, have your affairs in order.
100.
Recently, John Singleton died, and his family fighting over his estate. And, you know, he got girlfriends fighting over it, mama fighting over it. Just all kinds of bullshit going on. And that just, you know, makes me want to know. I mean, makes me, I'm going to start getting my shit in order. Because, hell, you never know when it's your time. So, the best thing to do is have your shit in order. You know, the worst thing they say you can do is get buried. Because that creates, like, the pollution in the ground with the fucking, the wood thing. Cause they say first is way for wood. Like, we could build, like, 600-some thousand houses or something. They say with the amount of wood we got in the ground with caskets per year. Then they say the embalming fluid. That's all that embalming fluid gets in the soil and shit like that. So, you know, it's bad. So the best way they say is to, you know, maybe start a compost or, you know, get cremated. You know what I'm saying? Which I would like to do, get cremated. You know, that's going to be in my wishes. And I just want people to have your affairs in order.
If you don't have it written down, I don't have to do it.
I got it written down.
Well, because I ain't going to go look for it.
I sent it to you. I emailed it to you.
Okay. Email it again so we can
get it. At my time of death, it will get emailed to you.
Mm. Well, who in charge of that?
Juan.
One of your girlfriends?
Juan. He's in charge of all of this.
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I won't be getting cremated, so we won't be in the same spots.
Yeah, that's the only reason. That's the only reason why I'm getting cremated, because we can't be in the same spot.
Why? Because I'm gonna be buried.
Yeah, you want to be buried in your hometown,
Miss Savannah, baby.
And I want to be buried with you, but I'm not gonna be buried in some place I'm not from. And
I,
you know,
I mean, hey, well,
we from here.
You met me there, so yeah, you should be glad to be buried in that same city.
No.
Yeah, no, that's kind of how that works. I'm the best thing that ever happened to you.
Not,
so
that's not hell, how. That's not. You might how as it well. Works.
That's. Let me let you go first and see what happens.
Yeah.
Your ass gonna be right there next to me. I'm gonna put you on in that ground and my plot will be right next to you.
That's not, I'm getting cremated. You ain't gonna, you know.
Okay, if you say so.
You can have a plot with my name on it, but I ain't gonna be that.
I ain't wasting that time.
Okay, well, it is what it is then, huh? See? You find out some real shit, boy. You start talking about the. But anyway, second part.
100.
Is it okay to hold your lady's purse?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, I mean, like, shit, you ain't got it up on your arm like you walking like you mean it. So,
like, I seen some guys holding it like they're walking.
It, if you toting it and like you hold it with your fist, then that's fine. But if you got it cupped.
Why am I holding your purse, though? Like, if you something.
I'm saying you might be doing something. I might be trying on a pair of shoes. Shit, I don't need to hold my pocketbook while I'm trying on the people's shoes.
Okay,
at the
that's
bottom,
what I'm saying.
So.
Like, I would sit it down in a chair beside me or something like that.
I mean, whatever you choose to do. I mean, it ain't no big deal. It's just the fact that you shouldn't be comfortable holding the pocketbook. And for number one, you shouldn't be asked to hold a pocketbook that many times to where you got comfortable.
I mean, it's cool. I mean, I can see, like, if you, I'm not walking and holding your purse. Like, I just don't, I only like when you be like, yo, go get my purse out of the car. I'm like, ah.
I don't see what's so big about that, but.
Because it's just like, I got to walk with the purse. And it's just like, how do you look manly holding a purse? You know what I'm saying? Like. I don't want to damage your purse because I paid a lot of money for this goddamn purse.
I guess.
So it's just like, I ain't just going to be holding it all kind of ways. So it's just like, you know, because I don't want to, you know, something break on my, when I got it, then, it's, you know, it's just, it's not right. But still. So fellas, I see a lot of the waves going out there, women making dudes carry their purses. It's okay to hold your woman's purse while she in the dressing room trying on some clothes or something like that. But don't you be walking and holding her purse. Like, there's no reason why we should be walking and I'm holding your purse. Like, we can stop, you can get your shoe together, whatever you got to do, and then we can continue. But I'm not walking holding your purse. Like, that's not happening. Not happening. Sorry. But if you choose to do that, hey, fellas, hey, you do knock yourself out, man. I'm not, who am I? Who am I?
Exactly.
You got any winners?
Oh, yeah. Now, my favorite store, Walmart, is good for laughs. It helps me to know that my life is a whole lot better than I think sometimes. I say my winner has to be this lady. She looked like she was older than 60.
Winner!
But she was getting all of Summer's Eve products. Now, first of all, that mean that you still doing something with this thing. Because you ain't...
Or she need to do something with that thing.
Uh-uh. It ain't no way in the world. She was preparing it for somebody. Or she was cleaning up after she had done got it handled. Because it's no way in the world you done got all of the stuff. You done had the Summer's Eve shower gel... You got the wipes. You got the dish. You got everything. Oh, and I'm talking about this lady looks old.
She washed the dust off their pussy before
she was,
somebody
like
come
I said,
at
somebody,
night.
Somebody is coming over tonight. Yeah. And when I tell you, that heifer got all, she got the whole lineup. So I say, I salute you, ma'am. You clearly are winning. Because at 65, you still getting it knocked down. So
God bless.
I applaud you.
God bless that man.
Ooh. Whoever the brave soul Ooh. Is. So who your winner?
My winner is JT.
Winner
of the City Girls. I mean, yes, you are still locked up in the federal prison. But word on the street is that you are pregnant by one of the guards and you ain't snitch. Because you know if you would have snitched, he would have got in trouble. It sounds like a little episode of Orange is the New Black.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Who
all
knows if
do
this
is
true
DNA
or not?
Test.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All they got to do is DNA. They said they're going to do a test on all the male guards there. Oh, my God. I hope the story is true. Because that would just make the city girl lore even more, like, Jesus Christ, man. Come on. Fellas, I just don't understand. Like, if you are a guard at a woman's prison, why are you fucking women in prison when there are women on the street?
Because the women in prison are more fun.
Yeah, but you could lose your job and catch a charge while you at it.
Apparently, it's worth the risk.
It's not. Ain't no pussy worth the risk. What little man?
I mean, people are doing it every day. Like, I mean, not saying it's okay.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, people do some real stupid shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's people fucking their cousins, baby daddy.
Cousins, just cousins.
Well, I would hope not cousins. But nonetheless, I mean, it's like people are doing it all the time because it's just a thrill. It's the rush. So some people are putting themselves in some bad situations just for the thrill.
Wow. I'm not that thrilly.
You're not?
No. Sorry. Too conservative. I think about things, how to play out before I do it. And then most times, that's why I'm like I have buyer's remorse a lot. You know what I'm saying? Because I buy something and I just sit there and be like, man, why? Like, just like them Jordans. I was like, why did I buy them? But I said I bought them because I wanted them. But, you know me, I was just like, You know how many times I almost gave them shoes to Myra?
Gave?
I almost gave them to him just be like, but I was like, nah, I ain't gonna do that. Like, just because. I ain't never say that to him. I was in my head thinking like, I'm never going to wear these shoes.
Well, he probably can't fit them nowhere because them shoes we got the other day was a 14.
Oh, yeah. Well, never mind. Jesus Christ. Like 14 wearing a 14, 15 wearing a what? Good gracious. Big ass foot, boy.
Exactly. I hope that foot don't get no bigger because all them shoes finna be ugly.
Hey, he ain't with nothing but basketball shoes.
Sorry. That foot is, ooh.
Good gracious. You got any losers?
Yes, my loser today has to be none other than Cobb Middle School's principal, Sarah Hembry.
Loser.
Wow.
This heifer has been relieved of her administrative duties as of today.
Man, you ain't make it to the end of the school yet? God damn.
That's how you know it's a problem.
Damn.
They say the school board people was marching in there like they was in a parade.
Oh, shit.
Those people came and yanked that cracker up out of there. What had happened was, they have this thing called school choice. You know, the kids may not be zoned for the school, so they get put in their application.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody complained, but you know it was an inside thing because it was a parent that complained and requested that they go and do an audit or evaluate mm-hmm. what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so it come to find out that pretty much 3 dozen to 1, the white kids were being accepted over the black kids. So for every 36 white kids that you let in, you only let in one.
Mm.
So when they looked at it, they saw that these practices were biased because of the race and the things that they were supposed to evaluate were like students' attendance, students' grades, behavior, and things like that. And across the board, these things were pretty much the same.
Yeah.
So there was no reason for you to have chosen those white students over the black students. So currently, Principal Hembry, it has no job.
Wow.
So here we are with 4 weeks left.
Damn.
And a nigga ain't. And the sad part about it is the kids talking about it.
Mm.
They talking about it like it's some good old tea that they got to be laughing in the broad face. Now, mind you, last year they had a black principal. They ain't never had no problems about nothing like this.
Mm.
Now they done moved the poor black lady to the elementary school and gave this white woman a chance. And now she cutting up on them.
Damn. So,
she got to get the hell on. So,
wow.
That's my loser. You done lost your motherfucking job being racist.
Damn. Well, my losers are LeSean McCoy and G Herbo.
Loser. Loser.
LeSean McCoy is my loser because he goes to see Avengers with his son, and then he gets online and says, blah, 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 dies. He said the person name died. Like, this is the day the movie come out. Like, why would you go on Twitter where you have hundreds of thousands of followers and retweet some shit like that? And just say some shit like that and be like, oh, shit, I can't believe they killed blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? Like, what was you doing? And G Herbo, you was just like, oh, I don't even like that Avengers shit. That shit for nerds. First off, G Herbo, I like that shit and I ain't no motherfucking nerd. I ain't seen a lot of the Marvel movies, but I do watch the Avengers shit. You know what I'm saying? I get picked on by my nigga nerd friends because they be like, why you going to see that? You ain't watched all the movies. I'm like, nigga, I don't give a fuck. I'm not that vested. Like, y'all niggas vested. You know what I'm saying? I just want to see a good movie, man. Goddamn. Like, you know? So, yeah. So, y'all my niggas, my losers. And niggas that just do spoilers in general. Like, after Ari killed the Night King, like, y'all niggas was online just spoiling it for everybody. Oh, my God. I can't believe Ari killed the Night King. I mean, y'all understand that you don't have to live tweet a show on Facebook. You know, Facebook is not the place for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, take that. Like, just people that just, oh, my God, bro. This shit just, it's horrible. It's horrible. Like, I've learned to just stay offline until I watch the shows I want to watch. You know what I'm saying? Without that, I don't want being spoiled. And it's like, even with me and my friends, we don't even text each other during the damn show because it's like,
you don't know who watching.
I don't know what part you at. You know what I'm saying? You might be what you might have stopped it. You know, because you had to go to the bathroom or something. And we ain't watching it live, so we just wait till it's over. And I hit you up like, yo, you watched it? Where? Oh, then we'll talk about it. If not, you know what I'm saying? You ain't watch it yet? All right, well, I just hit you. You know, we'll talk about it tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? But I don't sit there and just like, I'm not, nah, man. So y'all.
But some people like that. They like that. Because I'm bullshit. a member of a subscription type group. And we get packages once a month. Some people, for whatever way the ball bounces, some people get theirs a day or two before the next person. So as soon as you get your shit, you posting pictures of it. I ain't got my box yet.
Okay. Well, so, won't you stand up and they say, hey, could y'all stop?
I just removed myself from the group.
Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
I'm just like, but I don't like that because it happened to me too many times. And it's like,
yeah.
How you feel? I mean, like, and other people would comment and say, well, dang, I ain't got mine yet or whatever. Yeah. But it's like.
It wouldn't stop people
from doing it. It didn't stop people from doing it. So it didn't matter. So yeah. I'm like, let me remove myself because it is not a surprise when I get my stuff because other people have already told me what's
in it. I already know. Like, oh, thanks. Yeah.
And then it's like, you might be anticipating, oh my God, that's so cute. I can't wait to see mine. No. Yeah. It takes the luster out of all that.
So, y'all spoiling niggas are my losers. Y'all are like the worst. Y'all the curmudgeon of society. And then y'all get a laugh out of this. Like, I don't understand why people enjoy trolling. Like, that shit is not, it's not fucking cool. You know, like, oh, I love being a dickhead online. Like, shit ain't cool, my nigga. Like, you know, but
it's lame.
It is super lame. Like, grow the fuck up. Get out your mama's basement, my nigga. I know niggas almost 50 still living home and shit.
Not at home.
At home. At home. Mm. Almost 50. Yeah.
Well, somebody mama need to be like Juanita and get rid of them. You seen that show?
Nah.
It's like Afri Woodard is on there and she leaves her, she got grown kids. Like, they young adults, but all of them sorry as hell. And so she decides just to get in, get on the bus and take her a ticket to Butte. And she goes there and she ends up meeting a Native American guy. And they kind of hit it off. And she just, you know, she living her life. She daydreams or fantasizes in her head about Blair Underwood. But the moral of the story was that her kids had to get their life together because she had them so soft. She had a daughter and two sons. The sons was in prison. One got out. The other one went in. But she ended up just like, you know, she had to live her life. Cause
kids ain't ever find her?
Oh, yeah, they found her.
Oh, okay.
It's just, I mean, she wasn't trying to lose them. It was just the fact that she said they were sorry as long as she was there. Because she was their security net, their safety net. So it was just like she had to leave the situation for them to grow up and do some shit for themselves.
Yeah, that's usually what had to happen. So, yeah, that's what's up. I might have to check that out.
Juanita. It's on Netflix.
Juanita. All right, I'll check it out. So, yeah, man, shout outs. You got any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out.
Here we go.
Come on, get ready. Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, and anybody representing that 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. Better represent. Recognize, nigga.
Shout out to Be Easy, Saul Wright, GQ Blue, Short T, Rick James, bitch, MJ Money 9S, Stax. Peppy J from Be More. What else I said? Did I say Ruler Myself already? Ruler Myself. Okay. Dr. Brace of everybody. Dr. Brace of Network. That would be Brother Dr. Cam. That'd be that disrespectful motherfucker MJ. That'd be K-Law the truck driver. Y'all go check out my brother Dr. Brace and everything over at Dr. Brace of Network. He's back up and running. That little minor little glitchola, but he's still up. He's back. Go check out the doc. Also, shout out to the good brother 12 Cal and the 12 Cal podcast. Go check out that good brother's podcast. Plenty of content. Go check the brother out. He's amazing. Who else we got? We got the Something Light podcast. We got the Unadvised Opinion podcast. We got the Two Smart Dummies podcast. We got the Roguish Gent, Decca Jones podcast, back in the building, man. He's bringing it back. Shout out to, who else? Anybody over that site to fuck with the kid? Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston. Shout out my nigga, goddamn Billy D. Braille. Hashtag talk it. Go check out the brother Talking TV. Y'all go check that out. he does a lot of album breakdowns. He just reviews albums. You know, go check it out. Talking TV. But yeah, that's about it, man. I ain't shouting no more people out, man. I shout out to everybody, man. Got crickets in the background and shit telling me to wrap it up. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's all my shout outs. Well, episode 351 in the books. Man, I forgot to tell y'all, man. Call the voicemail 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. You know what I'm saying? We'll play it on the show like we always do with the illustrious guests. But yeah, episode 351 in the books, man. Another good episode. I enjoyed it. You know, how did you enjoy it?
It was good. Yeah, okay. I enjoyed myself.
That's what's up, man. So, like, we hope y'all enjoyed it, man. 351 episodes of this bullshit. Y'all know what it is, man. It's your boy, King Germ.
And it's your girl, Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man.
Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com